So we're talking about the yesod of tshuva. The yesod of tshuva, as opposed to a little bit of speckling and painting here and there, some this particular issue, that particular issue, but rather the belief that a person, that people like ourselves are able to change our lives. The question is, l'maisa, how to go about doing that. So on page vav. Before some of the call Chidusho HaGodol Shal HaGorin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Ba'avodas HaTshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a particular mahalach in the Avodah Tshuva. HaGorin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Oymer Shekidei Lehi Choshev Lebal Tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael says that in order for a person to be considered a Bal Tshuva, Dai Lo La'odim L'Kabal Atzmo L'Yishomer Bebchina HaKalo Shall have Erus Aleih Moshav. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says what appears to be, on the surface, the opposite of what we've been learning. What we learned last week is that true tshuva means the belief that one could change his entire outlook on life. And here, the Chiddush Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the actual Lemaise tshuva is that a person should look at one area of his life, and in that one area of his life, there are problems, he's makabel upon himself to repair the bechina hakala, in other words, to repair even that which appears to be the least significant part of that in his life that he's doing wrong. He's going to explain the dogma, for instance. Adam shadai mechal Shabbos. Say, God forbid a person, he's Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because he's worried about making a living. And because of that, he's Mechal Shabbos. He works on Shabbos. By the way, years ago, I'm sure your parents could tell you, 30, 40 years ago, there were many, many, many Jews in Orthodox shuls that were men that were going to work on Shabbos. It's Baruch Hashem, things have improved very much in that way. But when I was growing up, you know, there were men that they would, it depended when it was summer or it was winter, when they would be able to come to Minchan on Shabbos, or they were in shul on Friday night. And these were Jews who looked at themselves as being Orthodox Jews and believed in Torah mitzvahs, but because of the pressure of Parnassah, they caved in to that and they were Mechal Shabbos. So you have a person, Adam Shadai Mechal Shabbos, the Tzarek Parnassah, Sarach Marl Islam, because of his Parnassah. She kabel atzmo. Rabbi Yisrael says lihizoher beisurei Shabbos kasheinu hefseid kaspi v'chadayim. So let him at least be makabel upon himself that he's going to be shomer Shabbos when it doesn't conflict with his parnasa. So in anything that doesn't conflict with his parnasa, in other words, go to work. You go to work on Shabbos. Go to work. But there are other things in your life that don't conflict. In other words, the reason that you're makal Shabbos is because you're worried about your parnasa. So say that. Continue. Go to work. You're worried about your panasa. But there are many, many other areas in Hilchos Shabbos that are not conflicting with your panasa. That doesn't mean that you have to tear the toilet paper. That doesn't mean you have to turn the lights in your house. That doesn't mean that you have to. That doesn't mean that you have to talk on the telephone that day. Whatever it might be. So he says, "V'nira borush agon b'sal salam to lo bo lemaid b'mitzvah shuvah." Now, when we look at this, the impression that we get is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter took this huge mitzvah of tshuva. This mitzvah of tshuva, which is teaching us, which is telling us to transform ourselves, and he's making almost a joke out of it. This guy continued to be Mechal Shabbos, and tried, and that he should be Mekabel upon himself, but the Kabbalah has to be 1,000%. That in the area of Shmir Shabbos that does not conflict with his Parnassah, he has to be 100% strong. So he says, Nira Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Mrs. Tshuva. It's obvious that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is not coming to diminish, to lessen the whole Avodah Tshuva. Vadei Shatachlis, he shahad in Yisakin, it's called Ma'isav Haron. Don't you think that Rabbi Yisrael's intention was that this guy should stop going to work on Shabbos? Of course that's his intention. The question is how to go about doing that. Ela Shagun, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Mitabel and Uderach, Eich Lekayim is Mitzvah Tshuva. But Rabbi Yisrael is teaching us a practical derech. That's why I felt it so important to do this kuntras during this time. It's not fancy, but it's very much lemaisa. The Rebbe Yisrael is teaching us a derech, eich lekaim this mitzvah tshuva, how to mekaim the mitzvah tshuva, both in she'achein nagiyah lebesof, letikun shekol ha'maaseh. That ultimately will lead to a person changing his life. See, when a person comes with this big plan, and he's going to, like we were talking about last week, hachzvein b'shuva shlomim l'fanach, I'm not just speckling, I'm not just fixing a little bit here and there, I'm knocking down the house and I'm starting again. So you know, we plan that every year. And it goes on until 120. And then there's the terrible Yeush. Like the guy that comes back from Yitzchol, he's going to finish, the first year he's going to finish Bavli, and the second year he's back, he's going to finish Yerushalmi. And then the third year he's going to finish all the Medrash, and the Zayas, the fourth year, and he's going to, and then by the fifth year he's only going to be, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And we know what happens to these plans when you come back from Yitzchol, or any of these big plans, is that after a week we see that it's not happening. So we don't do anything. Forget Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. We abandon everything. Because why? Because we set certain standards for ourselves. We made certain plans that were unrealistic, and that we weren't going to do. Only b'shas ma'aseh, because we were inspired. So when you're necessary, you get all worked up, you get all inspired, and there are bayim telling you to this and you have that, and you can do that. Everything's gevaldik, and you get all inspired. But then the inspiration, when you're back in the States, the inspiration wears off, and you're back to the daily grind. And then what are you left with? You're left with this horrible feeling that you're completely unsuccessful person. Because you see that you're not able to live up to those expectations that the Rebbe had of you, the expectations that you had of yourself. So then the nature of a person is, instead of rolling up his sleeves and working on a plan to change step by step, instead he just feels that he's a lo yuslo, he's not matzliach. It was just, the whole thing was a dimyon. This whole thing that I went through in Eretz Yisrael in my life was just a delusion, and I'm just the same old person I've always been. And this is the way that I live. I have a certain mahalach. Included in my mahalach all kinds of avayus and so on, and I don't do this, I don't do that, I do this, I don't do that. And you're just stuck in the same, rut that you've been in your entire life. So therefore, Rabbi Sol Salanta says, the ikkah is practically not to begin with this tremendous overhaul, huge master plan of transforming your life. The goal will be, ultimately, that your life will become changed. But the way to go about doing that, he says, is not in a grand scale. Alainu, he says, rather, lizbonin ma kocho shel hamaisi hakal. We have to understand where Yisrael Santo is telling us that this tremendous, tremendous koach that a tiny little maisa has. In other words, if you and I can find a way to poke a hole in that perception that we have of ourselves, to poke a hole in it, and to prove to ourselves that we don't have to live, we don't have to live the same way that we lived in the past. That's not to be a big gaping hole, but to poke a tiny little hole. All you have to do is to poke a tiny little hole in that image that you have of yourself. You and I have an image of ourselves from the time that we're children, of what we can do, what we can't do. If we could poke a hole in that image, just a hole in an image, so then from there everything can change. Veich efshe be'emes livnos, we need to understand how does this work. Veich efshe be'emes livnos tshuva shlema, are they kabbalah shemaisei kal? How is it possible to build a world of tshuva shlema? Remember, a whole new house, not just a little bit home repair, a whole new house. Either kabbalah shemaisei kal, by a kabbalah of a maisei kal, a strong kabbalah that you and I are all going to make, whatever that is, each one of us, a maisei kal, but with a real kabbalah. How could that change our lives, and how could that lead to ultimately to our doing tshuva shleim? So he says, "B'mabat shetchi evshalomer." On the surface, you could say, "Shadam shehis ayirel tshuva." That a person who has a hisiris, a desire, he's inspired to do tshuva, v'shiyifasol, he's shomer legamri menachay, and he's made the decision that from now on, I'm never ever going to do this aveir again. I'm not going to do this aveir. L'shomer legamri menachay, b'derech klal, en yochel l'shtanus miyad, la'afoch l'ish acher. We know that b'derech klal, as I said a moment ago, this person will not change overnight. It's not human nature to undergo such a dramatic change from one moment to the next. There are stories like that, and we know people like that. At the beginning of Erez HaTshuva, Rav Kook speaks about tshuva pisomis, sudden tshuva. where the person in a moment, like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai in the Gemara, in a moment where the person changes everything completely. But you and I know that that's not the usual mahalach. L'chein, therefore, miyayitz hagon Rabbi Yisrael Solanter, l'odam shemisayru l'tshuva, but rather Rabbi Yisrael recommends, he advises the person who has a hisayrus of tshuva. Now, every one of us, during this time of the year, at some point, Rosh Hashanah says to make tshuva, Yom Kippur, whatever it is, at some point we're going to have a hisayrus to change, hisayrus of tshuva. So Rabbi Yisrael suggests, he recommends, that that person, instead of being mekabel upon himself to be a different person, instead of being mekabel upon himself to make some great dramatic change in his life, rather he should do what? Lekabel al atzmo kabola ktana. At that moment of inspiration, be mekabel upon yourself a kabola ktana, a little kabola. Shetishomer etzlo es arotzon hishtanus. What is the point of that little kabola? So you think, what's the point of this little thing? Like, how's that going to change my life? It's a tiny little thing. I'm poking this tiny little hole in that image of myself. How is that going to change my life? Because Rabbi Yisrael is teaching us that by doing that, the person is able to hold on to the desire of change. He's able to remain connected to change. Usually what happens is that after Yom Kippur, so by Yom Kippur we have all these big things, we're gonna, how it's going to be gvaldik, and it's going to be great, and then after Yom Kippur, it's nothing. And I mean, a day, two, three, whatever it is. Sukkot is for sure; it's already fulfilled. It's almost always fulfilled. It doesn't add up. So then what happens to us is that something goes off in our minds and our hearts that says, "You can't change. You're an unchangeable person. You're a complete and total victim of your own habits." And that whole thing that you had Yom Kippur, that whole big feeling that you had of changing, it was a joke. It was a delusion. You were just afraid because you were afraid of the book that's opened, the scary book, and you don't want to be a sinner in the hands of an angry God. And you made this thing that you're going to change. And you see very soon after Yom Kippur, nothing is changing. Nothing is changing. You're the same person. You slip back into the same habits. So Rabbi Yisrael Solanter said that when a person makes a Kabbalah in a small area of his life that needs to be fixed, not a big thing, a little thing in his life, but he makes a Kabbalah amitis, that b'shum ofen, no matter what, nothing on heaven and earth is going to shake him from that little Kabbalah, that sustains within him the energy, the koach, the desire to be better. That keeps something, that keeps that flame of change. It's tiny, but it keeps it going. And when you see that it's working, meaning when you see that you're able to stick to this Kabbalah that you make, and that you keep it 100%, then what happens is that v'im hazman, with time, ha'maisi ha'koten, that little maisa, that little Kabbalah, yahafech es ha'rotzen l'metzias kayemes, will change your rotzen to become a better person altogether into metzias kayemes. You'll be able to build upon something. You'll have something. You'll have a little fire. And with that little fire, you'll be able to light other candles. But what usually happens is that very soon after Yom Kippur, that hisarus that we have in Yom Kippur is extinguished. And then you're back to ayin, garnished, nothing. You're back to the same person. There's nothing. And in that state of ayin, in that state of nothingness and emptiness, you don't have any flame with which you can light, which you can ignite other candles. But if you are able to hold on to that tiny little fire, that little candle of change, that tiny little thing that you makabel upon yourself to be better at, whether it's bekumvasei, whether it's sheivatase, whatever it is, but you make a strong Kabbalah, and it's something in your life that you've been waiting, that you know needs to be addressed, but it's a small thing, and you makabel upon yourself that small thing. I was talking to a guy in the shul last week. 3 years ago, he was makabel upon himself that kol zman that he's wearing his tefillin, he's not going to talk. He's not going to shmooze. As long as he has his tefillin on, he's not going to shmooze. Because he began to feel that it wasn't the kavodik for the tefillin, and he was talking too much. Now, That's not a huge Kabbalah, because the whole, when you have your tefillin on, how long is davening? 40 minutes. It's a weekday. So 40 minutes, 50 minutes if it's Monday, Thursday. So, but he said that it completely has changed his life. It's made him into a person who lives with consciousness, with thought, with awareness. And from that small Kabbalah, which by the way is not so small, not to talk with you till now, it's pretty good, but to him he felt it was a small Kabbalah. With that small Kabbalah of no matter what, I'm not going to talk as long as I have tefillin on. I'm not talking. So he said in the beginning, when he felt like he had something he had to say, he took his tefillin off. And he would say it. But that becomes like a pain in the neck after a while, you know, to take your tefillin on, off, on, off. So he said that over time, he said, no matter what, he wouldn't change, he would not, and even though people were laughing at him and they said, oh, it's a tzaddik, you know how people now, tefillin, you know, you can't talk, so they make fun of him. Oh, when you take your tefillin off, then we'll talk. He said, he didn't care. He stuck to this thing, and he said, it began to change Bechlal, the way that he speaks to his wife, to his children. He began to become a person of consciousness, of thought, of awareness, and he began to feel that if I have the ability to poke this hole in the image that I had of myself as a Jew that talks with his tefillin on, as a Jew who ignores the kedusha of the tefillin, then I can move from there onto some other small project. And he said that over the 3 years, in every area of his life, Ban'am L'Chaveru, Ban'am L'Makam, he has made tremendous, tremendous changes. But it began in such a way, with a small Kabbalah, but real. Real. Because by doing that, Rabbi Yisrael was teaching us that the person is able to Tisham Eslo Esai Rotson L'Hishtanos. The key is to hold on to that candle, to hold on to that Rotson to change. That it shouldn't be extinguished after Yontif. That you should be able to hold on to that desire to improve your life, which usually after Yom Kippur just disappears. Vim hazman, hamaisa akot nyafach zarotzen l'metzias kayemis. And with time, you become a balrotzen. Meaning with time, you become a person of rotzen, of willpower. And you're excited to see that you can make changes in your life. And one change leads to another change. Like the Olam says, that every big mahalach begins with one little step, with a tiny little step. However, according to this, Hagarim Hamashmu Utibioser, Bitalich Hachuvahu, Harotsum Lishtanus. According to what we're learning from Yisrael Salanta, the Iker, the most important part in the process of tshuva is the will to change. Harotzen l'hishtanos. Ves oisai rotzen onum es amtsim l'shamer. And we must, at least in one area of our life, we must show ourselves that we can change, and that we hold on to that rotzen to change. Imkein, nira l'chayra, according to this it seems, Shat shuva oisa ala adam roishem rak im harotson adayin kayin. In other words, it would seem from Yisrael Salanta that the ikkar is not what you're actually changing in your life, but the will to change. Ach lo yitochen shor b'Yisrael mevakish levase says avodas hatshuva al kavanah v'rotson bilvad. It can't be that Yisrael Salanta's entire plan of tshuva is based upon will, interest, desire, and motivation. Shay harotson lo yatsiv klal. Because we know that when it comes to rotzen, will, and motivation, we know lo yatsiv klal. You know what the word yatsiv means? What do you mean yatsiv?
Stand.
What?
Stand.
It's lo yatsiv. It won't stand. It won't be stable. The cholef mehirus. It quickly goes away. Hanisayin meid shekosha ad moed lahachzik beisragshus upakavonis hagadolos shemisoros b'mehatshuva. Reality and our experience has proven to us time and time again that it's very, very hard to hold on to the excitement and to all the big kavanas that we have during the Yimei Tshuva, during this time of the year. Lo nimsa afilu echad mini elef sheyoyit sheosa hisragshus adayin mefeemes bikirbo afilu tkufa ktsara achri yom kippur. And you won't find even 1 in 1,000 people that will tell you that the feeling that they had by Ni'ilo when they were saying Hashem Ur Lokim, that they're able to keep that going after Yom Kippur. Gam im ha-kabbalah ha-kal l'teshomer b'dveikus. So even if there's little kabbalah, this is the question he's asking now, the author of the Kuntres. So let's say you make that little kabbalah. You make that little kabbalah. Gam im ha-kabbalah ha-kal l'teshomer b'dveikus. Even if that little kabbalah you stick to it, you're strong. But le'itim nidiros yibekocho lahagbir ula'ora shuvas osa hamayas alev l'tshuva. But it's very rare and unlikely that little kabbalah over time is going to excite you or inspire you anymore. You take upon yourself that thing, that little kabbalah. When you were excited on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, you take upon yourself something small. But he says, but the truth is that if we're talking about holding on to this will to change, to this inspiration, but we know that reality is such that over time, so now that little kabbalah became part of your routine. So now that you don't talk when you have your tefillin on. That just became another thing in your life that you do. So you put on tefillin, and now you don't talk when you put on tefillin. So that becomes just another thing in your life. How does that preserve the hisarus? How does that preserve the flame of that hisarus of Yom Kippur? Because obviously the tachlis is not just that little change in life, remember? The tachlis is to change your entire way of living. So how does that happen from that little kabbalah? Won't it just be that you're left with that little mice that you took upon yourself? So now you're left with another little mice in your life. So you have a little improvement. Doesn't that just become part of your daily routine? That new little thing that you do, it became part of your daily routine. But what happens to the rotzon l'hishtanos? What happened to that desire for change? That feeling that I have to be different. Shirasina kol kach lishmor, that we wanted so badly to guard, to hold on to. Nishkach milev. Over time, that new little thing that you took upon yourself, it just becomes part of your image. It becomes part of your routine, that's all. How does that help you to hold on to the rotzon l'hishtanos? Because remember, Rabbi Sol Salanter is telling us that the ikar of tshuva is always harotzon l'hishtanos, the desire to change. The desire to change. How does a small ma'aseh, that now you prove to yourself that you can change, but how will that sustain this feeling that I want to change more? How does that work? That I want to continue. How does that continue to inspire me to light other candles in my life where eventually I turn around and I see that I'm a different person? How does that happen? He says something very deep now we're going to learn. We'll continue next week, but to start. We already learned that each and every one of us, over time, has just slipped into a certain life of chet, and we live our lives in a tzura lo nechona. We live life in a way that's just off. It's off. Vatviya hanara b'mitzvah satshuva, and what is the mitzvah of tshuva demanding from us? He l'shanos es hachaim. It's telling us to change your life. Remember, not just to fix this or that, to change your life. Page Ches. So efshel ahavin is hadrechasol shel hagon b'yisal solanta b'tzura shona. We can understand what Yisal Solanta is telling us in a different way. Aleinu lekabel al atzmenu tzad katan. We have to accept upon ourselves a tiny little step to move forward. Ach tzad sheyovil osanu lekras shinui b'derech hachayim. But it must be a step that will bring us towards the ultimate goal of changing our lives, of removing ourselves from derech chatoyim, that way of chet, and living a life of Kedusha and Tahara. Im anu mochaylulim shinu b'chayim. Therefore, Rabbi Sol is teaching us, this is really what I was explaining, Rabbi Sol is teaching us, that if we are able to make some sort of a change in life, anything, just to get out of the rut that we're in, to get out of that routine that we're in, v'lu af shinui katan. Therefore, Rabbi Sol is telling us, even if it's a tiny little change, Anu omdim matzav shbo gam nisyonos chadoshim yiskadlu etzleinu bistaklus shayna mehistaklus shahayisulano bizman shehayinu shruim b'chei. He says the following. When a person sees himself as a loser, I hate that word, but it works. When a person sees himself as essentially as a loser, then whenever he's challenged, whenever there's an nisayon in his life, when he's challenged, since he defines himself essentially as a loser, his automatic knee-jerk reaction will be, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm a loser. I can't do this. If you have people like that, that they'll stay their entire lives in some little job, and when it comes to the possibility of change, that they might be able to do better and to upgrade their lives, not because they have the self-image as somebody who cannot contend with those challenges. So what he's explaining is the following. The Iker is to change the image of oneself. To change the image of oneself from being a loser, from being a person who's incapable of change, to being a person who is able to change. That's self-image. Lamash. There's a tremendous, tremendous milchama that everybody's having, dealing with all of these devices, and the availability of every tum in the world. When I was your age, if somebody wanted a tumma, it was Yilba Shchayim, you had to hide and go someplace to look at something, and it was a whole malacha to get there, not to get caught, not to be seen, and so on. Now a person has this thing, he has his hand, he goes someplace, he looks at it. So you have the person who feels that he's legabe this Yetzirah, as far as this Yetzirah looking at something inappropriate, he sees himself as incapable of overcoming that. He's a loser. He might be good at learning. He might be very kind, and he does a lot of chesed for people. He's a good guy. He likes to daven. There are many areas in his life where he sees himself as being a muslach, as being a person who's successful. But in this inyan of tumah, he sees himself as being a loser, and he has like a black circle around that part of his life. That I'm never ever going to be able to climb out of this filth. I can't get out of this filth because he sees that as who he is. It defines him. That's who he is. And because of that self-image as a loser, legabe this inyan at least, he sees himself as a loser. That's what's going to be with him the rest of his life. Except it usually gets worse and worse and worse. Because that's how it is with losers. If, however, this person is able to poke a tiny hole in that inyan. In other words, Lamosh, let's say, one night of the week, I'm talking about Nachalila, but if a person's in this inyan, and he's, God forbid, doing this on a regular basis, that one night of the week, no matter what, one night of the week, b'shum oifen, he's not going to look at anything inappropriate. No way. This guy, there's another guy that I know from the shul that told me that he's struggling with this inyan of pornography. He's a person of means. He's not a multimillionaire, but he's a person of means. He was a makabel upon himself one night, but he's not going to look at the thing one night. And he was makabel that if he's over on that, if he violates that, he's going to give $100,000 to tzedakah. That's what we call a shayna pruta, right? $100,000. A nice amount of money. Remember, he's not a multi. He's well-to-do, but not like Donald Trump. You know what I mean? $100,000 is a lot of money. He's McAlpin. In other words, no matter what, I am not going to look on. Let's just say on Thursday night, b'shum oifen, I'm not looking at them. And if I do, the second if I lose my mind and I lose control and I do. If even for one second if I look at that stuff, it's $100,000. And he said that he knows exactly which tzedakah, that there's certain tzedakah that he loves, and that particular tzedakah, which he gives to, Stami, he gives to a nice money all year, but that tzedakah is a $100,000 check. No shy. So, you know, it's the nature of a yid not to want to give $100,000, you understand? And it's a strong thing not to write out a check for $100,000. Again, the same lotion I heard from this person. Not only is he able to do it, he realized not only can I do it on Thursday night, but you know what? I'm not such a loser. I'm not such a loser. In other words, I don't have to look at that every night. I don't have to look at that. I can survive. And then you know what? I felt pretty good Thursday night saying Kriya Shema Lamita, because there's one night of the week that when I say Kriya Shema, I don't feel nauseous and sick. And I'm able to say to Hashem, V'ahavtashem lekech, and I don't feel lousy. And you know what? I could try it maybe, you know, another night. Not the whole, not maybe for a half hour now, whatever it is. The ikar is, the rotzon lishtanos is being preserved. I see that I can change. Most of us do not believe that we could change. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't think we can make changes. We can make changes in areas that we like to change, that we like to improve. But in those things that are challenge, really challenging us in life, we feel that we can't change. So most when it comes to anger, losing one's temper. So a person usually says, that's who I am. I have a temper. My father had, my Zayde had, I have a Yusha, that I yashin, I'm a Balkaz. I'm a Balkaz. And the wife says, what do I have to suffer from the Yusha you got? Everybody else gets a Yusha from their grandfather of $1 million. My husband, yashin, a temper. That's what I got from my husband's Yusha, that he has a temper. So she says, I don't want you to scream at me anymore. He says, look, everything else in life, I'm a good husband, right? You're happy with me? I take care of you, I'm kind of... This one Indian, don't bother me. And if you bother me, I'm going to start yelling at you. Because I have a temper. Because he already passed it on himself. And as I said last week, it could be his father passing, his grandfather passing, his Rebbe passing, his mother passing, every passing on him, that he's a Balkans, that he loses it. So in this Indian of his life, he has, again, a black circle, an ex-loser. He's not happy about himself that he screams, but this is who he is. If he could poke a hole in that, even a Kabbalah Ketana, that what? That for 6 hours, one day of the week, no matter what, he's not going to raise his voice. No matter what. A Kabbalah Ketana, but the Kabbalah Ketana has to be be'emes, and if need be, it has to be with something like this guy did with not $1,000, but with some sort of a way of that there should be a shmira. So that mamish changes a person. That could lead to a complete and total transformation. And that can't. It will lead. Because you no longer define yourself as being incapable, as being a loser. You don't see yourself anymore that way. That's what he's explaining. Nachamal. Im on mechaylim shinu b'chayim. If we can make a change in life, the third line from the top, even a little change, then when we have new nisyonis in life, other challenges, we will look at these challenges, not from the perspective of losers, as somebody who always loses, but we'll be able, the way that we looked at things when we were stuck in that aveira, stuck in chayt, once I realize that I can take on a nisayon, I can be victorious in a nisayon, then when the person sees that about himself, then ein gvul l'shinuyim, there's no end, there's no limit l'shinuyim sheyecholim l'hescholal banu, for the changes that we can make in our lives, mikoach oso shinui katan, and it all began with that little shinu, with that little change, with that little hole that we poked in that false image of ourselves as being losers. It could, from there, it could become a big, 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 big hole, and one's entire life is transformed, is changed. Behemshech hadvarim yisbar, we're going to learn in the Hemshech, shai rotzen shel ha'adam, that the rotzen of a person, Husha koveyas atzura bohu chayis chayiv. The person's rotzen, that is what establishes the way that a person, the tzura, the way that a person is going to live his entire life. That's what distinguishes between the madrega of one person and another madrega. Not his intelligence, not his natural personality, his midas. The chilik between one person and another person is the degree of rotzen, of will. Great people are balei rotzen, a tremendous willpower. Rotzen is that which defines who you are and how meaningful your life is going to be. You know how many times I'm talking to a girl from the shul or from somewhere comes, and she's 26 years old, and they're bringing her shidduchim. You know, like they already said, forget it. You know, you have to settle. That word settle. And they're bringing her like this 26 year old. She's a beautiful girl, a wonderful girl. She didn't work out so far. She didn't find the right guy. It didn't work out. Then they start bringing her like these 45 year old. You know, diabetes. You know, and limping and a hunchback and with a stutter. And she says, they tell her, look, you're already 26, you have to settle. And then they come, and then she comes and she tells me, I don't know, maybe they're right, maybe I should settle. And I look at the person, I say to myself, oh, what happened to your rust? What happened to your will? I'm not saying that you should be unrealistic. I'm not saying that you should insist that you have to marry the God of Hadorah. There's some girls that they, by the way, that they insist on marrying. You'd be surprised how many Gedolei Hador there are, because some of them get married and I don't see somebody Gedolei Hador. But if it's a reasonable, it's a realistic rotzen that she has, why should she settle for this? Why? I'm not talking about something unrealistic. Realistic. The Torah says she has already started to look at herself as being a loser. It's not happening. So then the word settle. Then that word settle pops up. And someone tells her, honey, you know, let's face it, you're 26 years old. Soon you're ready, you know, you're over a bottle, you're 26. Life is almost over. You better marry the first guy that walks into the door. Life is almost over. You're never going to get married. And then they take the statistics show that only 15% of girls over 26 ever get married. So, from girls. So if you're not going to marry this guy, and the guy stands there, like, if you're not going to marry this guy, it's like, you wouldn't want to set your sister and your mother up with this guy. And if you're not going to marry this guy, then you're finished. You're never going to have children. You're going to live your whole life by yourself someplace in a basement in Queens. That's the rest of your life. That's what's going to be. And she has this pachad. A pachad. Amsha pachad. And what happens? It takes away her rotzen. And then that thing says, all right, I guess I better settle. That's so tragic. All of us are settling. We're settling with a life of chait, a life that's not holy, only because at some point we lost that rotzen, we lost that willpower. We lost the willpower not to be the chsam sofer, the willpower to be who we could really be. We lost that willpower. What distinguishes between one Jew and another is the rotzen, the rotzen. Ukedei l'shanes es tzuras achayim aleinu lavoid al shinui v'akiras haritzonos shelanu. Therefore, in order to change our lives, we must uproot that false picture that we have of who we are and of what we want in life. And that false picture of seeing ourselves as being weak and incapable of change. V'oz novin yoseh mahu toichna shel maisei hakatan. And then we'll really understand the unbelievable value of even a tiny little mice. Hagar misal salante medarba davka al mice katan sheyesh bun digia kolshi b'kocha rotzen. Obviously, it can't be a dumb little thing that little thing that you pick has to be something that it touches upon the inyan, the sugya of your rotzen. It can't be something that's totally insignificant to you. It has to be in the parasha, in the sugya of something that will touch your rotzen, that will open you up in such a way. It has to be something that touches that root of life. That by being mekayim, that small thing that you take upon yourself, like the examples that I gave, it will bring about some change. It will change your self-image to some degree, even in a tiny way. It will pour a new toichen. The whole chayiv shalom in your entire life. Kfishi is borrowed. You know, there's a famous chazal. Chazal say, Pisli Pesach ki Pischa Shechudah Shomachet. Right? You know this saying. That Hashem says, open up for me the opening, the size of what? The eye of a needle. Right? That tiny little eye of a needle. And then Hashem says, if you do that, I'll help you with everything else and I'll open up for you a tremendous hole, a big opening. But our job is to make an opening that should be the size of the eye of a needle, a small ma'isa. But in Kusk, the Kuska used to say, it's true that Hashem made such a promise that if you make the opening the eye of a needle, that He'll help you to build that into a huge opening. But the Kuska said that's only if the eye of the needle is durch, it means it's through and through. Not if you just make a dent in the needle. You have to make a hole in the needle that you can get the thread through. Not just on the surface, the scratch. So that means that if you have to take upon yourself a ma'isa katan, but it has to be a ma'isa katan aleph. A small ma'isa, but it has to be be'emes, no matter what. You're not going to change that. B'shum oifen, nothing in the world. It could even be chalila, that even if it comes to one's health, God forbid, I'm not saying you're hard v'yavar, but a person has to hold on to that ma'isa katan aleph. Beis. What he's saying now is that ma'isa katan, that little ma'isa, has to be a little ma'isa, but it has to be durch, it has to be something which it has depth to it. It's a kleinikite, it's small, it's not the big plan, but it's through and through. It's through and through, it penetrates through the eye, it makes an eye in the needle. It's not just a narishkite, not some dumb little thing. Like I told you last week, some guy decided he took upon himself a Kabbalah, he's going to wear a gargle. It's not a hard thing to do. It has to be something that is hard, like this guy that said, one night of the week, I'm not going to look at the pornography. That's making it through the needle an opening. Then the Baruch Shalom says, By doing that, I'm going to help you now from that little opening that you made, but it's sincere, it's real, and it touches the essence of who you are. That challenge that you've been struggling with your entire life, but through that little opening that you made for that one night, you're going to see. It's a bistlach, slowly. It's going to open. And slowly you're going to see that you have koiches, ritzoinis, a desire to change, and you feel the excitement of change that you never knew you could ever experience. And from there, you begin slowly but surely to realize that your life is changing. It doesn't happen in one day. There was a big rabbi, Aburi Streliska said that if you would sit by each, if you would plant a little sapling in the ground, a tiny little tree, you plant in the ground, and let's say you never had to go anywhere, you were able to sit by this tree 24 hours, 7 days a week, and to watch it. So Aburi said you would never see it moving. It's the way that you feel sometimes when you're sitting in class, right? You look at the clock, that feeling. If you looked at the plant, you would never ever see it moving. But he says, as long as it gets sunlight and it gets rain, somehow, you don't know how it happened, but when you look at it, after 20 years, you have a beautiful, magnificent tree with fruit. Somehow it happened. He says the same thing, ki ha'odam eitz ha'sodam. If a person plants it, if you make that effort, that ma'isa katan, that little sapling, and you guard it no matter what. You make sure that it gets the right sunlight. You make sure that it gets watered. You don't let that little sapling die. You hold on to that little ma'isa. How it happens, we don't understand. But somehow, over the years, it grows into something much bigger than you ever imagined. That's the secret of tshuva. I will continue next week. Just go ahead.